30-odd years ago inspired you to write this book?
I began with that story. I was also at the time pregnant with twins, and I really just wanted to go for a long walk, and I actually couldn't. I mean, I really couldn't even walk to the end of my driveway being pregnant with twins. And so for me, a lot of the book was during that pregnancy, just this idea of, wow, oh, walking is the ultimate freedom, just leaving your house one day and not coming back. That seemed amazing to me.
Which happens in the book. And it really germinated out of the twins germinating in you, essentially.
Yes.
And speaking of twins, I mean, I've always thought getting pregnant is the most supernatural thing that can happen to a human being in real life. Twins is like really supernatural.
Absolutely. And that would I say is the third story here that started the book, is the idea of motherhood. And I had a 2-year-old and found out that I was 4 months pregnant with twins. And so motherhood came on really, really hard for me, I'd say, very, very swiftly. Not hard in you know, I love it, obviously.
Sure.
But hard in, came down heavy in a big way. And approaching the book, like, things that I'd heard about motherhood were so cliche and so wrong and so not my experience.
Well, give me an example.
That it's about making broccoli and chicken breasts. It's about driving a minivan.
Eventually, it's all that.